هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو دعيت إلى قراء أو ذراع لأجبت ولو أهدي إلي ذراع أو قراع لقبلت رواه البخاري. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, if I am invited for a meal of trotters or shoulders of a goat, sheep, etc., I will accept the invitation. If I'm given trotters or shoulders as a gift, I will accept them. Bukhari. As Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, if I am invited for a meal of trotters or shoulders of a goat, sheep, etc., I will accept the invitation. And if I'm given trotters or shoulders as a gift, I will accept them, Bukhari. So a person with abdiyat tawadu thinks every ni'mat to be great and big. So if somebody gives me a dawat to trotters of a sheep goat, I'll accept it. And I won't think, oh, what does this guy think I am? He's giving me this, or he's only feeding me this. And if somebody give it to me hadiah, I would accept it. I won't think, oh, could you give me something better? This is abdiyat, tawazu. Okay, every ni'mat of Allah is great. Not just that, a Muslim brother gives you, you win his heart by accepting. That's why one of the rights is that you accept a dawat, as long as there's no disobedience committed. Then a person should even accept a dawat, one of the rights of the Muslim brother. So this is also a right of a Muslim brother. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most humble, most loving, caring. If this is one of the rights, this is his right that I accept his dawat. Huh? A hadiah, if there's not a shari reason, a person should accept a hadiah. Unless there's a shari, there's a reason that he's not accepting it. Sometimes there is a mashayikh and that they've said sometimes a hadiah they don't accept. If a person knows that this person has a totally haram earning, he doesn't accept, maybe to do his islah. So why? Oh, because you're earning. The person says, okay, now earn halal to give hadiah. So, but otherwise, there to think something small and not accept, that's not the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every ni'mat is great. Your Muslim brother who gives you is great. In his muhabbat, his ikhlas, his love, it's great. One pious servant of Allah, he went to meet another pious servant of Allah, and he thought, what can I take him? This waliullah meeting another waliullah. So he said, let me just quickly gather some wood. He put that on his head, made it a bundle, and he took it. As soon as he got there, he said, Hazrat, this is a gift for you. So the Shaykh said, and what did he say? He said to one of the servants, keep this wood. When I die, you have to boil my water. You know, those days they didn't have taps. Then use this wood to boil the water, you know, in cold water, so you make it normal temperature, you know, hot, a little bit hot. You know how we take a bath? So when you give ghusl to the mayyit, you don't put cold water or burn him, but it has to be, you know, normal temperature water, like the way he's alive. So he said that, use that one. Meaning, the way this shaykh give the hadiah was such ikhlas and muhabbat, and the shaykh who accepted was with this muhabbat and love too, that all hadiahs will come to an end, but your hadiah I'll use, it'll be used for my ghusl when I die. That's how he accepted the hadiah. This is what people follow. The person, you know, because the person shouldn't think hakir, you know, of any hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us ikhlas, muhabbat, and following the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.